Unit 9, Changing Archaeology. Reading 1, Changing Archaeology. The number of historical sites in England is quite large compared to the size of the country. A tourist can hardly turn a corner without coming across a historical building, an old battleground, or an ancient ruin. This high density of historical places makes it difficult for construction of new businesses and homes. The government in England has made a lot of laws to help protect historical sites that archaeologists may not have studied yet. One of these laws is called the Polluter Pays Principle. This law sees any company that wants to do some kind of construction in an undeveloped area as a polluter. Before the company can begin construction on a site, the company must pay to have archaeologists study the site to make sure that no historical things or places will be destroyed in the construction process. The polluter pays principle has made archaeology in England big business. In 1997, construction companies paid around £35 million for archaeologists to study their sites. Because every new construction project must pay someone to study its construction site, new archaeological research businesses have opened all across England. These businesses all bid for jobs with the construction companies, hoping that their price is the best. However, a good price for the construction company does not always mean that the best researcher for the site will get the job. Many archaeologists in England have special knowledge of archaeological sites in their own towns or provinces. But if a research company from another part of the country makes a lower bid to study a site, archaeologists from the other side of the country may be hired to come in and study a site that they know little about. It is possible that these archaeologists from outside of the area might overlook something of historical importance for that area. Not only are construction companies forcing archaeologists to become more business-minded, visitors to historical sites also think that historians and archaeologists should see their work as both educational and entertaining for the public. These people say that archaeologists should make sites more people-friendly. Stonehenge is a good example of a site that many people think needs to change. This ancient circle of mysterious stones has been managed by the government in the past. However, in 1997, care for the site was passed to the entertainment industry's Madame Tussauds. Madame Tussauds runs the famous wax museum of historical and pop celebrities in London. Because the wax museum is run with such skill in hosting thousands of visitors each month, the British government thought that Madame Tussauds could change Stonehenge from having almost no visitor facilities to a high-quality historical and entertainment site. However, there still remains a big difference between smaller archaeological sites in England that only get a few thousand visitors each year and sites like Stonehenge that get more than a million. Richard Morris, director of the Council for British Archaeology, thinks that there is a danger in trying to make archaeological sites more commercial. In other types of commercial entertainment businesses, the public is seen as a consumer. The public comes to the businesses to buy something or take something away. However, the public which visits an archaeological site does not really consume anything. They see the site and learn from it, but they do not necessarily take anything away. By trying to keep this type of relationship between the archaeological site and visitors, sites can be kept in good condition for future visitors without having to continually fix or take care of the site.